So I'm going to be talking about midfoot and Lisfranc injuries. So these are relatively uncommon injuries, but when they're obvious, they're very obvious. But you know, some of these injuries are more subtle. So they're ligamentous injuries, right? These are, you know, they can have fracture dislocations, but these are the kind of things that can be missed, as many of you know. You have to be really comfortable understanding foot radiography. You know, what are normal images? What images show what? So it's kind of worth reviewing that real briefly. Now, keep in mind that the AP X-ray, you know, the foot is a little bit of an arch, and the AP X-ray focuses really on the medial part of the foot. The oblique X-ray focuses on the lateral part of the foot. And if all you have is an AP X-ray, you can potentially miss a Lisfranc injury or related injury on the lateral part of the foot, or at the metatarso cuboid joint, let's say. So understand what radiographs show what. I think that's important. Now, if a patient has, you know, sort of a classic injury, maybe an axial loading injury to the foot and has midfoot pain, it's the kind of patient that might come in the office. So they're most likely not going to be completely dislocated. And this is where you may have to consider stress views. Weight-bearing stress views are a kind of reproducible thing that you can do. There are also manual stress views that sometimes can be helpful. The problem is, you know, it's unclear which way to really stress them, because instability can occur in many different directions, right? There's a divergent type, there's a homolateral type. You know, you can potentially have to stress it in a few different directions. You can't be there stressing, you know, three different ways. So a lot of us just get weight-bearing stress views, and that's something that's, you know, reasonably reported in the literature, so that you can, open a textbook, look at someone else's papers and see, you know, how does your X-ray compare and what's considered too wide. Well, most of the time we focus on the inner space between the first and second metatarsal, right? And oftentimes these occult injuries will have some widening in there, where you have the so-called Lisfranc ligament. But of course, this can occur elsewhere in the foot as well. And keep in mind, Lisfranc injuries typically are, you know, tarsometatarsal injuries, but you can have some variant midfoot injuries as well. This is where you really need to understand, you know, the radiographic relationships, making sure you understand how everything needs to line up. And this is something better shown visually than on audio, but hopefully you understand how the metatarsals should line up with the borders of the cuneiforms on those radiographs. When you have the more unusual injuries, they are potentially going to be missed. If you don't, you know, remember and sort of are very particular about looking at all those lines and all the images. So this is the first thing, recognition. You don't want to be that person who misses one of these. So what do you do in the ER? What do you do initially? Well, if they're grossly dislocated, I mean, you try to reduce them. You try to splint them. You understand it may not necessarily stay completely in place. Operating on these urgently can be difficult because you can have tremendous swelling, difficulty closing the wounds. However, if you have something grossly unstable, I think percutaneous pinning has a role, at least, you know, as a temporary option. So a lot of times if I'm in the OR, if somebody's grossly unstable and we're there maybe for other reasons, or we're there because, you know, we just can't get a good enough close reduction, I'll sometimes get them reduced, get some percutaneous pins in, and then you take care of the pin sites, keep them clean, when the swelling comes down, then you get the pins out, you do your formal fixation. And a lot of times, as we know, the lateral side of the midfoot is often definitively managed with K-wires that we then remove. So usually the rule of thumb is on the medial side of the tarsometatarsal joints, we usually use more rigid fixation, transarticular screws, for instance, and also sometimes transarticular plates. I think those are particularly helpful if you have fracture dislocation. So you sort of have that like comminuted metatarsal base Lisfranc injury, kind of difficult to put a screw across and, you know, get it to hold. You're going through all these giblets. So for those, I'll sometimes use like a dorsal plate over the top. So you open, reduce it, you get it out to length, you line it up, you put a dorsal plate on there. And on the lateral side, you expect that there's going to be more motion at the metatarso cuboid joints, and you usually will use pins, and those pins get removed. You could bury the pins if you like, or you can leave them out and then, you know, pull them out percutaneously. But either way, they're usually temporary pins. ORIF is something you want to get anatomic reduction. Typically, two incisions will work. If you have one of these more unusual midfoot injuries, occasionally you have to make additional incisions elsewhere, but we won't go into all those. But I mean, needless to say, you know, like I said, you just don't want to miss these. If you get CAT scans post-reduction and make sure that you don't have something missed. I've seen all sorts of, you know, atypical midfoot injuries with cuboid dislocated plantarly, with only a portion of the midfoot dislocated dorsally, divergent dislocations, etc. And because these often are higher energy injuries, sometimes they get lost in the shuffle with everything else going on with the patient. Operatively, keep in mind those transarticular screws can be very tricky to do. And they're transarticular screws, so they are potentially prone to breakage. My preference is to really use solid screws, but because they're so tricky to place, I'll often place guide wires to make sure I have the perfect position. Then I'll drill using cannulated drills, but then I'll actually take the pin out and put a solid screw in, 3-5 screws typically, because I think they're a little bit less prone to breakage. And then there's the whole question about whether or not you remove the implants, like syndesmotic screws that some people do, or you just leave them in place. And I think that's controversial. I won't get into that too much here. But that is something you need to, you know, discuss with your patient and make sure there's an understanding whether or not you're going to leave those in, take them out. Because if you leave them in, you know, certainly they can break down the road. One other thing to keep in mind is, midfoot injuries take a long time to heal. So if you're treating, a non-displaced, suspected midfoot sprain, you got to tell a patient it's going to take a while. You know, if you're treating a full-blown Lisfranc injury, same thing. You got to tell the patient that this could take, 3-4 months to heal in many cases. And one last thing, I think I failed to mention at the beginning of this talk that, diagnosis, you look for static images, incongruity, dislocation. You'll look for subluxation on stress views. Keep in mind, stress views can be done intraoperatively as well. And sometimes it's hard to take a patient who's in your office and tell them, well, I'm going to do a stress view, and maybe you might need surgery, and maybe you may not. And it is something you can do if you have a hospital patient. You're already operating on them for other reasons, and then you can do a nice, comfortable stress view under anesthesia. People ask about, what about other imaging? What about MRI? What about bone scan? It's tough. You have to be at a place where radiologists are used to, or, you know, they're used to looking for these. They're very small ligaments. A lot of people looking at MRI scans are not going to be able to easily pick up on whether or not there's really, Lisfranc ligament injury. Bone scan at some places is found to be potentially helpful, but I think most people agree that stress views are probably your best bet to confirm that you have a real Lisfranc injury. I think that should do it for now. Thanks for your attention. Bye.